Internet Talk Radio, Flame of the Internet.
This is Geek of the Week, and we're talking with Peter Deutsch, who is president of Bunyip Information Systems. Peter, welcome to Geek of the Week.
Glad to be here.
You're best known as the originator of Archie, or one of the originators of Archie. Can you tell us what Archie is?
Okay, for those who haven't been on the net all that long or haven't had a chance to find Archie, what we've basically got is a tool that goes out across the internet, collects information, puts it all in one place, so that you don't have to know where everything is. You just have to know where we are, and we'll help you find it.
So you go out and do directory listings of anonymous FTP sources.
Yeah, that's our current famous database. We currently offer two, but the most famous one is a list of basically all the anonymous FTP archive sites in the net that will allow us to track them. It's a volunteer thing. If you don't want us, you tell us, we won't track you. But
now, how did you end up starting Archie? Why'd you do something like this?
Okay, well, I was a graduate student working for the School of Computer Science at McGill. I had a couple of people working for me. This is the way this usually works if you work for a university, is you work on the 10-year plan. They allow you to work. They swear it doesn't interfere with your studies. And it does. So what we had there was a fairly large number of machines. We had an internet link, and we had to keep it alive with no money for software or anything like that. So my partner, Alan Imtash, who worked for me at the time, was given the job of finding the missing things. We know there's something called GNUtar. Where is it? Alan's lazy. He likes to think of himself as a true computer scientist. That is to say, he minimizes keystrokes. So he wrote this little tool, and unfortunately we mentioned it in a Usenet posting once, got flooded with postings with people asking us to do searches, so we stuck a front end onto it, and that was sort of it. It was off and running at that point.
Well, you started it off by running one Archie server at McGill, and then all of a sudden there began to be lots of Archie servers. There's one in Australia, there's one in Finland. That means every one of these Archie servers goes out to these anonymous FTP sites and does a directory listing. And people look at Archie and say, well, gee, one Archie is fine, but what happens when a million Archies come in every night and do my directory listing?
Okay, we were actually very aware of this from the beginning. We were very aware of the load that Archie started to generate at McGill because it is a resource-intensive service. We had a lot of people coming to use it. So we looked to see about spreading it around. Now, we could have just stuck the code in an archive, but we said, there's a problem with that, and the problem is 10 million Archies hitting all the archives would be a problem. So what we decided to do is we identified some people who would help us sort of cooperate. We worked with FUNET and RNET in Australia and ANS and SERINET and so on. And we've set it up so that the various Archies actually talk to each other. So one Archie will gather all the files in Sweden, for example, and then rather than everyone else, all the other Archies coming to visit Sweden, they will just contact this one. He will send a copy, who will send a copy, and so on. There is a fair amount of handshaking going on behind the scenes that the user doesn't see, and that helps to minimize the load. So
this kind of sounds like a global directory, doesn't it?
Under a different name, sure. It happens to track only anonymous FTP files at this moment, although we do hope in the reasonably short term that there'll be more collections served by this. But yeah, it's a directory service for anonymous FTP. We like to think the technology is extensible and can be used for other collections. And as soon as we can get a little bit more time to stop answering mail and start building, we'll have a few more databases out there.
So is Archie X500 compliant?
Okay, you found my hot button. You're looking for a flame and you're going to have one. What we did is we needed some directory services, and we looked around and said, okay, let's look at this X500 stuff. And we brought it in, and we played with it for a couple of days, and like many people, unfortunately, we threw it away. It's too hard to bring up. I think they've confused implementation with architecture a few times, and it basically didn't do what I wanted it to do. So Archie is an interesting collection of information. It doesn't have anything standardized in terms of how you can address queries to it. So there is another effort we have going on at the IETF to build a sort of a very lightweight, simple protocol for doing directory queries. What we would like to see is a combination of Archie, which gathers information into one place, and this new protocol we're working on, an enhancement to Whois we call Whois++. And I think that's going to be a fairly interesting combination when we finally finish it off.
Well, what's wrong with X500? There's been a lot of work that's gone into it. It's gone through a couple iterations in the international standards effort. It's taken in input from all parties. Isn't that the way we ought to be doing directories?
I've spoken with Steve Hardcastle-Kill, one of the people behind it, and he told me that we should use X500 because it's the best political solution. Now, the problem I have with that is I don't think the Internet is built on the best political solutions. I want things built on the best technical solutions. It is true that various political bodies have had an input into this. I don't see that a lot of users have had a lot of input into this, and I don't see that there's a lot of useful information in there. I would like something that's driven by demand, and my own particular view on things. Maybe I'm a fairly simple person, but I like to build fairly simple things and make it incrementally more complex until it does just enough and no more. And I'm afraid that they've sort of they've thrown an awful lot at this problem.
It's feature rich.
It's feature rich, boy, is it. And I would rather take a step. There were some very interesting things. I don't want to criticize the people that have done this work, because some very interesting ideas have come out of it. But there's also some things we've learned that have been done wrong that I think we can go back and take another slice at it. And I'm not saying we have to throw X500 away. There's been a fair amount of effort put into it. We can certainly improve it, and hopefully the work we do with WHOIS, if nothing else, if it encourages X500 to fix some things it's got wrong with it, well, we'll have done a use. I have no proprietary interest in, you know, getting WHOIS out there. I just want a working directory service, and if no one else will give me one that works that I can just turn on out of the box, I'm going to help build one myself.
Now, what is WHOIS Plus? How is this different than WHOIS?
Okay, what we've basically done here is our mandate, which we set ourselves a couple of months ago or a few months ago, was we want to be able to answer quite simple questions. What is your email address? What is your name? Where is the nearest Gopher server, and so on? So what we did is we looked at WHOIS as a model. There was a BOF held late in 1992 at an IETF, and we kicked some ideas around, and what came out of it was, well, no, we shouldn't try to do X500 all over again. That's definitely being inappropriate. But it would be appropriate to look at enhancing the simple WHOIS model. WHOIS, in effect, has a protocol, if you will. Send me something, I'll send you something back. And what we're doing is we're jazzing that up a little bit. Send me something a little structured, I'll send you something back a little structured. So it's an enhancement to WHOIS, where we basically have taken some work that's been done at the IETF on defining standardized templates for encoding information. And we're saying, okay, now let's have a model that says, I have a collections of these templates, and I can search on attributes, and I can search on values, and I can give you back the results. And we're trying to keep it as simple as possible. We don't want to do everything in the first pass. What we want to do is be able to answer some simple questions like, what is Carl Malamud's email address? You know, that should not be brain surgery, and right now it's one of the tougher problems on the net.
So what's wrong with SQL and these other languages that define query mechanisms and response mechanisms?
Okay, well, I outlined what we were doing with WHOIS Plus to somebody, and he said, well, you know, I have a protocol that would be perfect for this application. You don't have to use your own protocol, which is really quite simple. You can map everything you have into one of my features and in my protocol. And, of course, my protocol does a gazillion other things as well, and immediately a little alarm bell goes off. And the problem is, we really want to model ourselves after the success of Gopher. The Gopher people have a very simple query transaction protocol. Send us something that looks like this, we'll send you back something that looks like this. And because it was so simple, a lot of people can experiment with it. They could build clients, they could build servers, they could bring in interesting variations to it, because building the protocol stack is no big deal. You can spend your time on the enhancements and the features, because that's where we want to see the experimentation. I don't think it should be that hard to ask simple questions. Now, if you need complicated questions, fine. There are more complicated solutions. But the way I describe it to people is, if you think directory services is a hard problem, you'll have a hard solution. Let's go for some simple solutions. Let's ask some simple questions and see what comes out of it. So that's basically where we're taking it right now.
You work in a general area known as resource discovery, and there's a variety of efforts out there in the resource discovery realm. Are all these going to come together and become one single service, or are they going to work together? What's going to happen? Is Archie going to merge with WHOIS?
This is interesting. There's a couple of ways you can take this, or you can try to take this. And one attempt could be made to find the protocol to end all protocols, the service to end all services, and tie it all together. I think that's inappropriate for a number of reasons. Amongst other things, if you look at the way interesting and useful and productive things have been built on the net, the whole net has been built, it's been a slice at a time. We don't eat our salami by taking the whole thing and trying to chew it. We take a slice of the problem at a time. And you don't want to discourage that. If you try to go for the one global solution, I think you're going to have, you know, right back where we were talking a few minutes ago, the problem that tried to do too much. So I think what you're going to find is there will be an integration effort. Certainly we've seen it already. I am quite happy to say that Archie is not really an end-user client service. It really should be hidden behind something like Gopher or World Wide Web. These people have spent time thinking about the interaction problem, and they've got a good cut at presenting information to users in a way that's fairly easy to do. Now, I want Archie and I want WHOIS and these other indexing services hidden behind a nice front end. I want the people who do front ends well to concentrate on them. There will be an integration in that sense, but I don't think you're going to see is Archie won't become Gopher or vice versa. We will have interesting collections, and if you want the interesting collection, you'll learn to speak the access methods you need for that. We'll still have lots of them, but I think the tools will become We've got a multi-protocol network. We'll have a multi-protocol information service as well.
You're listening to Geek of the Week. Support for this program is provided by O'Reilly & Associates, recognized worldwide for definitive books on the Internet, Unix, the X-Windows system, and other technical topics. Additional support for Geek of the Week comes from Sun Microsystems. Sun, the network is the computer.